Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Whatever platform you are listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you very much, and you are very much appreciated. Hey Robin, welcome, welcome. You're number one today. Welcome. Hey, Frankie, Brina, good days with Gwen. Welcome back. And as always, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I am having a good day. As always, I upload my outro song while I'm playing my intro song. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so today, we're going to talk about your feelings, y'all. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. We're going to talk about your feelings and, you know, get out of your feelings. You know, people, you know, y'all know my term. People like to get butthurt over stuff. Get out of your feelings because we all get criticized. Somebody's criticizing us about something. No one goes through life without being criticized about something. So some people take it to heart, depending upon what it is. Some people, they just, oh, okay, that's fine, whatever. I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm the, okay, that's fine, whatever, you know, and move on. Some people, are not able to do that. Some people get into their feelings. Some people got into their feelings yesterday on my show, you know, but I'm like, you know, just, I just let it go. You know, but I find that, and you guys can, you know, y'all can push back on me, you know, as I usually say, I find that people, hello, Moshir, welcome. I find that people who criticize tend to be the ones that I'm sensitive, or when they're criticized and the shoe is on the other foot, all of a sudden they can't take it. All of a sudden it's like, they're the ones that get butt hurt. You know, and this is what I say. Get out of your feelings. And Brina says, yeah, I think that's true. It's like some people can dish it, but they can't take it. Right. You know, and why is that? Why is it that you have, you know, the people who are the loudest, who are criticizing the most, that as soon as the tables are turned, all of a sudden, what? And they get offended. You know, but again, I say we all get criticized over something. There's always going to be something that someone doesn't like. You know, they're going to have an opinion, you know, and even some people get criticism when they ask for it. And when I say that, what I mean is if you ask someone, and we talked about this before, do I look good in these jeans? How does this suit look? Does my hair look okay? Now, people can be nice and say, well, you know, I don't know. Well, maybe, you know, you should try something else. Maybe if you, you know, parted it on the other side or whatever. And some people will just come out and say, well, no, I don't like that dress. No, I don't like that suit. Are they criticizing or are they telling the truth? Is there a difference between a criticism and telling the truth? Hey, Shelby, welcome, welcome. I mean, is there a difference? You know, and yes, I do know that you can be critical when you tell someone the truth, but if someone really wants to know, I mean, because I've asked people, you know, I want to know, tell me. And sometimes, you know, when people tell me, it comes out as a critique, you know, but I did ask. I did ask. And is it fair for you to criticize and not be able to take criticism? Should you be the one, hey, crazy, should you be the one that maybe should just sit this one out? Maybe you should just keep your mouth shut. But some people just can't help it. Some people have to say something. They have to criticize about something. They have to say something, and they just won't not say anything. But then when, again, the shoe is on the other foot, they don't want to hear it. Welcome, Gwen. Welcome. Hey. Okay, you're very low.
What about now?
Nope. I mean, I can hear you, but you're very, very low.
I might need headphones. I just wanted to say, yes, there is a
difference. Hey, fair use. Welcome. You might want to go out and come back in, because if you're saying something now, I cannot hear you at all. Okay, Podbean is acting up again. So and then Brina says, yeah, I think there's a difference. I think you should try to be kind about it. Okay, so Brina, so let me ask this. Is there a, Brina says, you should be able to take it if you give it. Okay, so my question is this. Brina says that there's a difference. I think you should try to be kind, but is it sometimes if somebody asks a question that sometimes you can't help but it being a critique? If someone asks you, do you like this? Do you like that? I mean, does it sometimes you can't help but it coming out that way? And should the person get upset if it did come out that way? And does it depend upon the question that's being asked? Or if somebody asks you, you know, your opinion about something and you know that it can only come out that way, should you just not answer them? Which could also be bad. So, you know, what do you think? You know, because again, I find that, hey, Shorty, welcome. I find that people who criticize are the main ones that cannot take it. And again, I ask, do you guys agree? Do you disagree? Hey, Gwen, you want to try the sound?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Still low?
Hello, Gwen?
Still not working? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely, I hear you saying something, but I don't know what you're saying. And I can see the little mic thing moving, but you are just not coming in. So not sure what is going on, but then again, it's popping. Hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome. So let's see. Brina says, if I ask if an outfit looks good on me, I would prefer someone say, "Nah, I've seen you in better outfits," instead of, "Yeah, you look like a hot mess." So it's the delivery for me. Okay, so Brina, okay, I'm going to dissect that for a moment, okay? And then Gwen says it's definitely the delivery. All right. So, okay. So if I say, I've seen you in better outfits instead of you look like a hot mess. If I look like a hot mess, why do I look like a hot mess? Is it because, you know, that my polka dots and my stripes don't go, or, you know, this color pink does not go with, you know, hot orange or something. I don't know. You know, why does it look like a hot mess? Because if someone says to you, "I've seen you in a better outfit," is that a critique? Are they still kind of like telling you that, you know, that outfit that you have on sucks? Aren't they saying that? And if you say, you know, "I've seen you in better outfits," wouldn't human nature kind of prompt you to say, "Well, what do you mean by that?" So you're pretty much going into that hot mess area anyway. Shorty says, "Yep." Okay, but Brina says, "But why do you have to say it like that?" Okay, again, Brina, I'm playing both sides here. So again, I say, if I say I've seen you in better outfits, are you just going to leave it at that, or are you going to say, "What do you mean?" or "What's wrong with what I have on?" You know, and I understand the whole hot mess thing, but if I'm telling you, "Well, this doesn't match, or this doesn't match, or this just really doesn't look like right," aren't I pretty much saying you look like a hot mess? I mean, I know the delivery, I understand that, but is it the delivery or is it the words? Because I can still say, "I've seen you in better outfits," but would it be the tone of which I say that? Or, "I've seen you in better outfits," or opposed to, "Well, I've seen you in better outfits," and people are tiptoeing. Let's see. Brina says, "I always respect and prefer the honesty, but I prefer a softer tone." Right. Okay. And then Brina says, "I probably asked for a follow-up." Okay. So you're asking for that follow-up. So what if that follow-up goes into the, "It's a hot mess"? And then I'm going to ask this. Does it depend upon who says it? Does that critique depend upon who says it? If your friend says it, as opposed to your mother saying you look like a hot mess, are you going to accept that from your mom more so than from your friend? Does it, you know, okay, so Gwen says it depends on who. Okay, and Brina says it's all the same. And Gwen says mama can get away with it. Crazy says they can both suck it. So, okay, so Crazy, by you saying they can both suck it, are you saying that their critique of your outfit would just roll off of your back and, you know, you don't care what either one of them says, you're still going to walk out the door looking like a hot mess? Or you may think that you're looking hot, but you look like a hot mess, you don't care. So, you know, so criticism to me, you know, you guys made some very valid points, because to me, it does matter to a point, for me, again, I'm saying to a point, who says it and how it's said. But if they're saying the exact same words, once again, can mom get away with it, but your sister can't, or your brother can't, or, you know, if a father were to tell his daughter that, you know, she looks like a so-and-so in that dress. Is it different from if your school principal pulls you to the side and say, you look like a so-and-so in that dress? Does it matter who says it, or is it what is said? Okay, Crazy says who? Quinn says, be the hottest mess and then rock it. You know, so you know, again, do we need to get out of our feelings when people are critiquing you? And I know some people critique just to be mean. You know, they say things just to be mean, and, well, I'm going to get back at you, and, you know, and I'm going to say this or whatever. I know people do that. They do it every single day. You know, but at what point, you know, do we need to get out of our feelings when, you know, your feelings may get hurt because somebody said something that wasn't even directed towards you, but you could have taken it a certain way because it was said. Hey, Shorty, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to make a comment, Miss Shorty?
I did. It's just how you look. I'd rather somebody be real me instead of me going outside looking all jacked up, looking like a clown. You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather be like, look, Shorty, look. You don't need to wear that because that don't fit you or your body shape or something. Instead of me going out there, people looking at me all weird and junk, and then tooting up their face and stuff, and then get cussed out because I got something on that. You know, I think might look good stepping out the door, but then it don't really look good. You feel me?
Well, Shorty, I mean, and you bring up a good point, because wouldn't you rather, you know, people just tell you and be honest as opposed to beating around the damn bush?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather somebody be upfront and be real with me. See, because I might test somebody, you know. I know I might not look good and I'm showing too much and it don't fit me. I might throw on something real tight and don't look right. I'm ready just to see if they got my back or not, you know. And then they're like, yeah, girl, you look good. I'm like, why you lying? You know, good damn well this don't look good on me. This is too tight and I'm showing every damn thing. Come on now, be real with me. Like,
well, you know, and not, I mean, for me, I think that I would actually prefer you, Shorty, to tell me that I look like a hot mess than to say I've seen you in something better, because I want to know, why do I look like a hot mess? I mean, yeah. Is it too short? Is it too tight? Is it my hair? Is it, you know, what?
What is it? Yeah, I'd rather somebody be real with me instead of like, look, I see you in a cute outfit. No, tell me why I don't look good in it. You understand when I'm not, so I know not to step out like that. You know, I right. might go out in a bonnet. You know, I might put on something cute, then throw on a bonnet. I'm ready because I don't want to show my hair. You going out looking like that? Like what? What you mean? Why you going to go out with the bonnet on? Because I want to. You know, and then they be like, nah, I need explanations why I shouldn't wear the bonnet. Then I be like, all right, then I understand.
I mean, I don't know. For me, I'm just one of those people where I'd rather you just tell me. And if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. So once again, I am going to say this, and we've talked about this before, and this is what I'm going to say. Get out of your feelings again and don't get butt hurt. Now, some people say that it's the tone and it's the way you say it and things like that. But, you know, at what point do you not ask that particular person?
Well, if I'm going out with you, I'm gonna tell you off rip. You don't have to ask me nothing.
But if I'm but I'm saying if the question is asked, mm-hmm. when do I stop? I'm not going, if I ask Shorty, I know Shorty's gonna say something that I probably don't like. So shouldn't I just not ask you and ask Brina or Crazy or somebody? Well, you understand what I'm saying?
You can, because they might say the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? They might keep it real with you. They're gonna keep it real with you regardless. You
right,
know?
But I guess what I'm saying is stop asking the people who you pretty much know what the answer is going to be, because if you ask that person, you're pretty much asking for it. So I have no right to get upset right. at that person.
Right, that's true. But then if you overhear and if you around, you know, they might come and be like, girl, how about Solid gonna ask me if this look good or no, good goddamn well it don't look good on her.
But you know what though, Shorty, I mean, there are a lot of people. I'm sorry, but there are a lot of people who walk out the house, and you know, you've seen some of these people, and you're sitting in your car, and they're going into a store or something, and you're shaking your head like, now why did they put that on? They know that does not.
I always see that.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
I seen that right. every day. I just shake right. my head like, right. no, good weather. You don't need to be wearing them shorts. Because them shorts showing all the ass cheeks everywhere.
We're taking one.
Everywhere. And okay. then with the little tank top shorts on with no bra. Who does that?
Well, a lot of people do. Shorty, your background noise. You're gonna have to get the background noise a little bit. But no, I mean that's what I mean. I mean, you know, at what point do you stop asking that person? Because honestly, y'all, I'm that person. You know, and I have friends who will ask me because they want to know. And I know who not to ask things, and I know who to ask things. When I say I know who not to ask, I don't ask the people who I know are not going to give me a straight answer, who are going to beat around the bush. When I'm asking something about something that I did, or, you know, this is what I did, you know, I think I kind of, you know, messes up, you know, do you think whatever? I know who to ask. And my circle are people who will tell me. They will tell me because I want to know. I don't want you to beat around the bush. I'm not concerned about your tone. You know, so that's when I say get out of your feelings, because we get criticized every single day for something. It might not be about something that you're wearing. It could be your work. That you're doing at work. It could, you know, it could, you know, be something that you did for your kids and they didn't like it, whatever. You baked the cake. It didn't taste good. You thought it tastes pretty good. And everybody else is like, I don't know. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. And Bart, welcome. You know, so, and then Brina says, I'm always shaking my head at people in stores. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, Brina, you know, again, are you looking at those people? Because I am literally looking at those people saying they look like a hot mess. So wouldn't you rather somebody tell you you look like a hot mess before you walk out the store or walk out the house before you walk out, or are you still wanting them to say, well, I've seen you in better outfits?
I'd rather you tell me before I step out, though, so I don't have to worry about getting that shaking head, because they're going to shake you. It don't matter what you step out of here, though.
You're right, because somebody's going to say something about what you have on anyway.
Anyway, you know, it don't matter. No.
So I'm going back to Brina, because she was the one who said the hot mess thing. I'm not trying to pick on you, Brina. Hey, Ellie, welcome. So, Brina, having said all of that, what if somebody said, I've seen you in a better outfit? You know, I've seen you in that better outfit, whatever. But somebody, you know, is sitting in the parking lot, or you pass by somebody, you know, in the aisle, or you go out to eat and you walk in and someone looks at you and they're thinking in their head, she looks like a hot mess. Because, you know, so I'm just throwing that out there. Hey, crazy. Welcome, welcome.
Howdy. I was going to call in earlier, ma'am, but I was trying to get out of work and I was shoving food in my face. So
welcome.
So how about we all worry about what we're wearing and not what other people are wearing? I don't know.
That would be nice, but human nature takes over, and I would say that's true. But what is not going to happen, because crazy, I'm sorry. As much as I'm like, you can do you, and you can do me, or I do you, or whatever. I do me, you do you, whatever. you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. But human nature is, you may not say it out loud, but in your head, you are saying, he looks like a hot mess. She looks, well, why the hell is she? Know you are saying that.
All day, every day.
That's not when they say that saying, just because it's in your size doesn't mean you're supposed to wear that shit. Look,
Ellie, stop. I'm
not telling nobody things unless they ask me. Because just because I don't think it looks good doesn't mean you don't. You know what I'm saying? And my taste and your taste are going to be totally different. You know what I mean? So, like, you have to know that person pretty well to even judge that. So you should make sure you're, just like you said, you better be asking the right person, because if that person don't know you. On top of that, don't ask somebody you know ain't going to tell you nothing. Or if I don't know you, I'm going to be like, well, I don't know your style, but, you know, whatever, this and that. So I may give you just a neutral answer, and a lot of people don't like that either. They're like, oh, you can't just tell me if it looks good or bad. No, because I don't know your style. What am I supposed to go through your walk-in closet and figure out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how you dress.
Ellie, you came in late, honey, and you are way off topic, honey. You're way off topic. Way off topic. Except Ellie. You know, so I mean, I understand what Crazy's saying, and I understand what Shorty's saying. I understand what Miss Brina is saying, but you do have people who just walk out of the house or do things or even say things. Let's get off the whole clothing thing. You have people who will criticize. But then when you say something back to them, well, you do this, and you're pointing things out to them. They can't see it in themselves, but they can see it in you. And when they ask you, well, what do you mean? And you break it down to them and tell them.
That's what I call telling somebody about themselves.
Right. But they get upset because they don't want to hear it. So why is it that you have people who can criticize or can dish it but can't take it? Why do you have those people?
My opinion is this. A lot of times when people criticize people, and that's all they do, seems like that's all they do, is because they're projecting about insecurities from it within themselves anyways. So that's why they don't want to hear the stuff back, because that makes them accountable. Because if you accept something that someone tells you, you have to be accountable for that. That means that you're now going to hold yourself accountable to either that you were like that and going to do something about it, or whatever and whatnot. And we know about accountability in human beings. So, you know, so like, I think people that, but the projection is how I feel about it. They're not really criticizing other people. They're criticizing all the stuff about themselves they see in other people that they don't like. So if you start criticizing them, of course they don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear the truth about themselves, right? Because I've always said, if something makes me feel some type of way, I gotta dig deep about that. You know, I may not let you know made me feel some type of way, but I'll be like, oh, okay, well, let me figure out why that made me feel that way. But, right, you know, that's
right. But you do have people who, because for me, I want to be around people and have people in my life who will tell me about myself, because there are times when you do need someone to tell you about yourself.
Well, absolutely.
Are you ready for the answer, though? That's the whole thing. Are you
Then don't ask.
Okay, then right. then don't ask. But at the same time, and that's why I say, I surround myself. My circle of friends are people who will tell me because I want to know. I want right. to know. And you know, like I said a couple of months ago, shy lady, I was on the phone with her, and she, one thing that she always does is she always listens. She'll listen to the whole thing, and she'll go, well, okay. And then she, I mean, I told her something. I said, I think I kind of fucked this one up, and I don't think I should have said that. And I told her, and I said, what do you think? I said, but I still think that I was. She goes, you were wrong. And she broke it down, and she was absolutely right. I was wrong. But some people don't want to hear that they were wrong. And it's like, if you don't want to have people in your life or people who will tell you about yourself every so often, you're living in that fantasy world that we were talking about yesterday. Where is your reality? There has to be a right. reality somewhere when it comes to getting criticized.
Well, Juju
and Crazy Lady, welcome. So
if you ask for it, somebody should be able to tell you, and you should be able to... So, you know, everybody should hear about themselves, and that's why a lot of people don't let people talk, or they don't go into places, you know, like that. They just, because they don't want to hear about themselves, you know what I'm saying? And like, it, you know, I have, that's why I said that who matters, because the person that, you shouldn't just be asking anybody anyways. I mean, I understand that people stop people. Oh, does this look cute or whatever and this and that. But like, if you're really looking for an in-depth answer, you should be asking somebody who really knows you. Then that way you're going to get a real answer, and it's not going to be shitty because you know that person at least. You know, it might be real and just, hey, listen, it's not going to sound great. But it's not going to also be judgmental on top of that.
Oh, okay. But just like we said earlier, does it make a difference if it's your mother or if it's your friend, if it's your mother, sure. or if it's your coworker? Absolutely. Okay, so why can your mother get away with it, but your friend can't, or your coworker can't, or even your boss can't, but you know what they're saying is absolutely true?
Oh, no.
I don't know about getting away with it. I think it would be a matter of, who has the right to tell me anything is how I feel about it.
So,
but I also wouldn't ask those people. So that would be on, that falls on the person asking. Do you see what I'm saying? Because.
Okay. Right. But let me ask this then. Does it have to be an ask? What if someone is just giving you some constructive criticism with, and it's not an ask. They're just, Crazy, you know, I've been meaning to say this to you, you know, da 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 da. You didn't ask, but I'm trying to offer that constructive criticism.
If it's somebody that I know is meaning well, then I have no problem listening. It's when somebody that I don't give a shit about or never looks at their own, whether it's true or not for me. There's some people I'll be like, look, why don't you mind yours? You worry about your problems, not mine. I didn't ask you, and that would be, if I didn't ask you, that even worse, if I don't like you, you know what I mean, to offer me an opinion when I didn't ask. You know what I mean?
Okay, but again, it's that constructive criticism. What if someone has body odor? Okay, there's this coworker who comes to work every day, and they have body odor. You don't know what their situation is at home. You don't know, maybe, I mean, for all you know, they could be living in their car, you know, but you have to be around this person all the time. Do you give them that constructive criticism? Hey, you know, Solid, I think that, you know, maybe just want to let you know that, you know, you have this odor. I mean, something. I didn't ask, but you're telling me. So
what I'll do,
there's that criticism.
I'll pull them to the side, be like, look, friend. Yo, be dusty, like, I don't want,
dusty,
Anna, I don't want you to get, you know, talked about or whatever, you know, you got a little, you know, we can smell you a little bit. You okay? Do you need help with something?
You're crossing over a little bit there, though.
I mean, okay, but how are you crossing over if because they're invading?
Let me explain. So I said that if it's somebody that I don't like, they shouldn't be offering, you know, information. And I also said that, well, for me anyways, you can take criticism from somebody and still tell them they need to mind their business and still take it to heart. Because if it's somebody that doesn't like you or whatever, you know what I'm saying? my point was intent. And if it's somebody I don't like, I don't really give a shit about their opinion. But again, if it made me feel some type of way, then I should look into that. But that doesn't mean that everybody, just because they are a person, has the right to comment on other people's stuff. If you don't get along with that person, it's probably not best that you approach them and tell them anything about their body odor. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense to a point. Damien,
Take it to HR or something. You know, the situation should be looked at. So if you're at work and it's two people that don't like each other talking about each other's body odor, come on.
But what if it's not some two people that don't like each other? What if it's just a coworker and coworker?
That's why I said we were crossing over.
Okay.
So, all right. So there's a crisscross there. First of all, we're talking about employment, which in all of that should go to HR anyways, truthfully, because that's the way it should be. Now, if it's your friend, that's different, obviously.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, Fair says, we get HR on the scene. They'll take it the wrong way if I said something. Okay, and Juju says, it makes sense to go to HR. Brina says, a dude in my high school got beat down with a bar of soap because he stank. That was a bad approach. Oof.
But what happened to HR? But okay, if you take it to HR, right, and then wouldn't that person take it the wrong way if HR tell them about it?
No. Because
they could. I mean, you're talking about how somebody smells. So either way, the person is going to be offended.
Right. But HR, what are they going to do about HR bringing it to them? HR can't tell them who said it. None of that. So they can't take retaliation against HR. So what I'm saying is, the right way in that situation is, if I don't like somebody, it's probably not best to approach them and say, you know, you stink. All right. So can you use some deodorant, or can I buy you some? if I was your friend, then I would tell you, you stink. You know what I'm saying? I got some deodorant. Do you want some? Did you forget it today? Because we would make a whole thing about it. I wouldn't even try to offend you with it. You see? So do you see the situation is hugely different. Like at work, I personally believe, unless you are truly friends with a person, and I mean talk to them, not friends at work, there's a difference.
No, I get it. You're actually friends. Fair says that's their job at HR, to be able to talk to the employees. I'm sure they've seen it and heard it all. Mm-hmm. Hey, crazy lady, welcome.
Yeah, because you never know. It might be a medical reason.
You're right.
Absolutely.
I've been on medications that it just, like, some reason I could smell medication on me. I'm just saying, you know, you never know.
Okay. All right. So again, the criticism, at what point does it not matter who the critique comes from? Is there ever a situation where it doesn't matter? And I'm not saying the person's trying to be mean. They're just telling you about something. Is there ever a point when it really doesn't matter who it comes from?
Yes. And I've had it happen. Somebody had to tell me some news that even hurt them, even though we didn't like each other. You see, like some kind of situation, or, you know, like if you had something on your pants or whatever, and the person behind you is like, you know, they probably wouldn't be nice to you. So you'd probably end up with it. But I've had somebody who didn't like me had to deliver me news that wasn't good, and I didn't get mad at them. I didn't, you know, lash out. It was a exchange of words and about our ways.
Okay. All right. I mean, because, you know, once again, you know, I do say that for the most part, get out of your feelings, because we all get criticized in some way, that the critique is there some way, somehow that critique is there. I don't know. You know, I just go back to the people who criticize the most are the ones that always want to say, I'm sensitive.
Because they're insecure and projecting their insecurities and on their criticisms.
I agree with that 100%. You know, I don't know. You know,
They can't do anything about it. HR can't. Actually, I'm working in IT. There was one of our techs he used to smell real bad, right? And nobody wanted to tell him. And, you know, I was like, see, here's the situation is that a lot of people take me wrong. Even when my intentions are just to say something just because, hey, you know, I wish somebody would have told me kind of situation. So I've avoided telling people things, but told other people, you know, not to embarrass them to somebody that they know, maybe a close friend of theirs, or I don't know, whatever. And be like, look, yada, 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 or whatever, you know, like, hell, I've left a couple anonymous notes or whatever, but like everybody, nobody wanted to tell him. And then when HR did finally talk to him because of the complaints, right, from clients, he did get let go because of the complaints from the clients. They were like, we don't even want him at our site. Like, when he comes here, when he leaves, we could still smell him for like days. So,
well, see, I mean, and see, but that's, and that's what I mean, because Juju says a girl in my office stank. A manager went to HR. I don't know if HR talked with the girl. She still was stinking like cat piss, you know? So I say, like Crazy said, it took the client to say, I don't want them back in order to actually do something, as opposed to everyone else. So again, if you're in my space and either HR said something and that person didn't take it to heart, or nothing changed, they, you know, weren't told to go sit over here or whatever, I'm sorry. I'm going to say something because I have to work there too. And you're affecting how I do my job. The same thing, and this is what I was going to bring up, the same thing if you get on a plane. You notify the flight crew that, you know, this person that you're sitting next to, or the person in front of you, whatever, that they smell. You smelled them before you got on the flight. People are looking like, oh my God, don't sit next to me. You know, but they don't do anything. I paid for this flight. You're still ruining my experience. Why can't I not say something?
I think, to be real, let's put it this way. Everybody has the freedom of speech. I think they leave it on us to determine whether it's something that needs to be said, should be said, or can you just forget it because it's not going to matter in 5 minutes. But like, if it's something that affects your surroundings, all that, like, is it, especially on a lot, some things I've just tolerated, you know, like, I used to have a coworker that drowned herself in fucking perfume, and she was around me all the time, and I dealt with that because she was like super nice lady, really, you know, whatever. But then I had another one that, she would spray freaking shit all over her desk, like all the time. And, like always spraying something, always having some kind of perfume and all this other stuff. And like, I was like, I made them move her. Cause I was like, because I can't, but it was affecting me more than the other person also, because she wasn't a very nice person, and it was a good excuse for me to get her the fuck away from me. So, but I mean, the other one also didn't kill me as much as this lady. This lady really overdid it. But like, you know, I pick and choose the situation and whether it's worth it or not or whatever and whatnot. So I guess But the bottom line is truthfully, and the bottom line is if you ask the question, you better be ready for the answer no matter what it is. Because if you ask the question, somebody just might tell you something that you weren't expecting to hear.
Okay. All right.
But look,
and then
bring up. I'm sorry, Sada. Go ahead, Sada. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to read that. Brina says every time the smokers would come back from break, I would want to throw up. Yeah. Okay, Shorty, go on.
What I was gonna ask is like they putting up all this perfume on themselves and stuff like that. Isn't they covering up something else? That's why they spraying all.
They didn't smell like body odor or nothing.
A whole bottle.
But they were like older ladies and they like smelled like, you know, I don't know, the whatever, the white diamonds, and they were like bathed in it. They smelled like, you know, like that they sat in that shit and they washed their clothes in it and all, you know what I'm saying? But one of them would stack it. She would stack perfume on top of body spray, and then she would spray disinfectant stuff, and then she would spray, and I'm like, you got to get the fuck out of here. I can't.
I mean, and that's when I say, when we were talking, you know, a couple of weeks ago,
yeah, exactly.
Where I said, where you have people who will, their soap is in this particular thing, then they, you know, their body, their after shower powder is the same scent, then they put on the lotion, that's the same scent, and then they spread, and it's like they're stacking up. By the time they walk out the door, it's like, oh my God, it's too much. It is too much. And you have people, like I said before, you're in the store,
yeah,
and you they pass you and it's like you're still smelling them four aisles down. And sometimes it's not even the fact that they were in that aisle, it's the fact that you can't get that smell out of your
nose.
You know, your mouth, your clothes and everything.
Right. So and this is where I'm saying that if you are one of those people and we're going somewhere, you cannot ride in my car, because I will tell you, you cannot get in my car because your cologne is too heavy, because that would be in my car for the next month. And I don't want to smell
it. Unless it's a really fine guy. And then
my head will be hurting. Hurt. And I'm not dealing with that. And plus, crazy, like you said, there are some people that their cologne is so strong that even after they wash their clothes, you're still smelling it.
Yep. That is true.
Like, I like for a little, you know, a man, I love men's cologne, but I still don't like it if they're sitting there pouring that shit over the top of their head. Like, why? And they use the ones that last a long time already. You only need like one spray, and they 15 of them down they crotch and they leg and all my like, bro, why? That is not like, I don't need, no, nobody's smelling your ankles. We don't care.
So once again, I say, when is it okay to criticize? I'm sorry.
That's a two-spray lady.
Go on.
Two sprays on a wool scarf will last all winter long. Seriously.
Did you say cheese spray or two? Two sprays.
Okay.
She said cheese.
No, I thought you said cheese. No, it's that background.
Yeah, you got a pretty bad echo. Sometimes she does.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know, years ago, I was in my 20s, and the museum, I forgot why I was there, but they had this little survey thing that they were doing, and it was about jelly. So I'm sitting there taking their little survey, whatever, and then they had this woman came in, two women came in, and one woman was just drenched in perfume. I mean, it was like, oh my God. So they're still talking about jelly, whatever, and everyone's kind of looking around, and you know, we're in this room, there's no window or anything, and some more people came in, we're still talking about jelly, whatever, and finally, you know, everyone's looking. Finally, I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. Your cologne is so strong. And I said, I have to go. I cannot sit in this room anymore. And everybody was looking at me like, thank God somebody said something, because nobody wanted to say anything.
Of course they
come
did.
to find out that the survey was not about jelly. It was about how people react if somebody that woman was purposely sent there to see how long it would take for someone to say something. Jelly had nothing to do with it.
I couldn't have done it. I'd have had to leave. I don't know that I had said anything. I see, that's another situation. I don't know if I would have said, if I have the option to never see a person again, and I know I'm never going to see him again, and I can leave the situation and not cause me any problems, like it wasn't an appointment, yada, yada, yada. I'm exiting stage left, and I'm going to just exit the situation. I'm not even going to say nothing. If I have to sit there, and it's something where I have to, and I've done this before, and I'll do it again. I've been in orientation, like a really small space sometime, and I'm like, look, I'm going to have to either, we're going to have to get a bigger space, a fan, or they're going to have to leave, because I can't do that. Because I'm not going to be sitting there trying to hold my breath and like being, I can't, I don't like, that shit makes me all like red in the face. Like, I don't like that, the overwhelming smell.
Right. Okay, but crazy. But this is where I go back to you look like a hot mess thing. So would you rather, whether or not you're going to see that person again, should that person know that you may not ever see me again in life, but you're going to walk out of this room, or you're going to go leave the store, go into another store, and you're going to be offending other people? Should that person know that?
Why is that? Who cares?
Their cologne is too damn heavy.
Yes, because it's going to linger by the time they leave out of the dang old store. So everybody else is going to have to smell it.
Okay, but why? Just curious. Why do you care about the other people smelling the cologne?
It's not even me caring about the other people. It's the fact that me knowing that I have all this perfume on, and you know, damn, is it really that hit? Because a lot of times, most people cannot smell how they smell because they're so used to it. So is it that I can now say, well, damn, do I really have that much on? You know, am I really I'm just saying.
I mean, if you can find a way, I see in that situation, maybe I'd tell them, you know, politely, hey, you know, I don't know. I don't think I could just be like, if it was a room full of people I didn't know, and just like in that orientation I did, I was like, I would have had to work with these people. So that's why I chose to speak up. But in these other places, I'm just like, you know, like, I mean, good Lord, I'd have to talk to people every time I was out.
Crazy. I'm just going to say that I remember that so well, because when I said it, there was like a look of relief on everybody else's face. Like, oh, finally somebody said something, and everybody wanted to say something, but no one said anything. I'm literally like getting up and leaving. They're like, wait. You know, then they told me what they had done, but they were saying human behavior. You know, how long is it going to take? Will you say something, or will you let something go? And
See, I'm going to save my public outbursts for things like, I'm not saying like, now let's say that person was making noises and being rude to other people and stuff. Then I'm going to couple it. Look, you don't got to be a bitch and smell. All right. Take one or the other. So either let go of the attitude or go change your clothes. I don't know. I don't think that I would have offered unless I knew that I had to be there and I couldn't opt out of that situation. Also, you may have taught other people to speak up for them damn selves. You know what I'm saying? How am I going to sit in a room full of people and y'all thinking the same thing? We all looking at each other with the side eye and shit. We all side eyeing each other, pointing at this lady with the eyes. Everybody's nodding at her and nobody wants to say shit. Now, at that time, if that happens, I'm going to speak up and be like, each and every one of you little chicken shit motherfuckers sitting here with this, and then you don't want to tell this lady that she's wearing too much damn cologne. So that's who I'd bust out on them before I'd lay out on the lady with the too much cologne.
But see, you also, before y'all say that I'm playing favorites, Shorty was already up here before I turned the call in off. So just want to make that clear, y'all. So get out of your feelings. Once again, Crazy, you bring up a good point in terms of the criticism that you don't want to give. Everybody is, for the most part, you are in a situation where everybody's looking at each other, knowing they all thinking the same damn thing, but nobody wants to say anything. Everybody's saying, well, you say it, or why don't you say it? And nobody wants to criticize or just make, it's not even purposely wanting to
yeah, you're
to,
just to, saying it. So
right, you know, so yeah, so yeah.
I would be like that. I'd be like, why don't you tell her then, you chicken? Okay. And then I would do this. I would tap on the lady's shoulder and I'd be like, hey, this guy over here wants to tell you that you're wearing too much cologne.
but you know. Just said it for him though, Crazy. You just said it for him, so they don't have to.
No, but that's how I would get away with me not saying it. And I'm gonna tell you, I've done some stuff I mean, blunt is blunt, all right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't mean you have to spit it at everybody, you know? So there's been times before where I'm kind of like, try to make it easier on the ears of the person because that, you know, like, I'm not going to be just as shitty to be shitty. There's no reason to just do it like that. But like saying something to somebody or whatever doesn't have to be an outburst. But if I'm in a situation where it's like that, where it's all the petty side eye stuff, I'm for sure gonna, if I have to say something out loud, I'm gonna take at least three of y'all with me.
Oh Lord, those people who don't want to go down with the ship by themselves. Oh Lord.
Why y'all chicken?
You know, gotta take
something.
Gotta take the whole damn crew with you.
Listen, if I'm going, y'all going with me. Hey, y'all was side-eyeing with me then. Y'all was side-eyeing with me and y'all was texting me on the phone talking about, is it that lady next to you that smell like that? Huh? I'm going to show her that text too. I'm going to be like, hey, so I'm just saying.
Wait, everyone. Wait, hold on. Crazy lady, say something because I can't.
Say something.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Yes, okay. I can hear you now.
Continue.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, Crazy, I'm just going to say it. I think that's a little bit selfish to want to take the whole crew with you.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Listen, if you was my friend, you would want to be on with me.
Now we're going to throw in the, if you were my friend.
If you were my friend, you wouldn't let me sit by myself.
No, see, I'll do it myself. I'm not gonna throw everybody under the bus.
It's fine because I'm throwing everybody under the bus, under the ship, all of that.
You know what? I'm about to throw somebody on under the bus who's not even on this panel just because of what she said to you, Crazy. And I'm talking about Juju. Yeah, Juju.
I knew it.
The good for you, Craze. I mean, you know, between the Craze and the Sunflower and all this other. Oh, please.
Look, solid. Please. We back on this again with the Sunflower. It's okay. I'm her Sunflower. It's
Brina,
okay.
Right?
Shorty, I am in my feelings right now.
Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings, Solid.
I am in my feelings, okay?
Get out your feelings, Solid.
Here it is.
Cauterize it and let's move on.
Here it is.
Oh, Lord. Brittany says, as long as the ship has a crew like the Titanic that plays until the end. Okay.
How is my beautiful Sunflower?
Juju, you know what, Juju? See? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is funny.
Well, does anybody else have anything else that they want to add? And Gwen, I am so sorry that you were not able to pop on where we can hear you, but thank you for wanting to come on. So Crazy and Crazy Lady and Shorty, do y'all have any other words of non-wisdom y'all want to give? Non-wisdom that you want to give?
Why gotta be non-wisdom, huh?
Hold on, I wanna answer Shorty's what she just said. Why does it have to be non-wisdom? I'm about to get real petty now. Because it's petty. My show and I can say whatever I want.
That's how you feeling. Because you call me a sunflower. It's okay. Stay in your feelings then, son. I love you.
She said stay mad.
I'm in my feelings.
No, but if you don't want to be criticized, don't criticize, you know, and like if you don't can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen kind of thing. I mean, that's the truth. That's right. You shouldn't open your mouth to speak on things that you wouldn't let people tell you. None of that. If you can't be judged, you should not judge. Period.
Don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house.
That's right. Okay. And we all live in glass houses.
Yes, we do. And we all got those stones that we throw.
She said plexiglass.
We all have those stones that we throw, even though last Friday some people were throwing bricks, but I'm not going to throw that. I'm not gonna mention no names.
All I gotta say is 9.3 by 8.2. That's all I had to
say. Okay, see.
Oh, and Lucky Charms are stale Oreos.
Thank you, Juju? She throwing furniture and stuff.
Oh, Juju.
Chips. We were throwing chips.
Well, guys, I am up to my hour. I will not be on tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday, but I will be back next Monday. And if anyone has a show, I will try to catch it. So, Shorty, I know you have your talent show on Saturday. And Crazy, are you doing a show on Friday or are you going to do a show on Saturday? Okay.
I got a lot of stuff to do, but I'm going to make it a point to break one time a week. I have to, or I will lose my ever loving mind. So I figure Saturdays in the evening and some good music and probably a whole lot of BS. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. All right. And Juju, I have a piano that I would like to move. I'm going to throw it out the fifth floor. Can you stand at the bottom and kick
it? Wow.
Oh, why you doing Juju like that? Juju, you better don't go up under there because she's trying to kill you with a piano.
And Juju says, you will be missed, by the way, when you're not going to be here. You should give out your 4 to 5 hours to one of your panelists. My 4 to 5 hour on Friday, who actually, it's my 5 to 6 hour, but whoever wants to take that spot, you know, it's
you're not going to be on for open bar.
No,
oh, okay.
No. So I.
Juju said easy. She said she could catch that piano easy. Ain't shit for her.
Well, Juju did tell me that she doesn't. Juju, I'm going to go ahead and repeat it. You said you like me giving you shit because you don't want to everybody think that you're the teacher's pet. So. I'm throwing it out the window and say, can you catch it? Can you stand there and catch it?
No, that's the nice way of saying you just stand right there so I can throw this damn piano on you. That's what she means. She said she didn't want to drop something.
Now, you putting words.
I'm not. Wow. I'm just dissecting you know. The nice way you're trying to say it. No.
That was decoded.
That, it was very decoded.
And then Juju says, I have to look for a new friend. And then Brenda says, who's making tea? I don't know. Who's making tea? Is it Shorty making tea?
I'll make it. I sure will make it.
She says, I heard a kettle. Well,
that was my son. That was my son yelling like that.
Shorty makes sunflowers. Well, you know what, Juju? There's your friend right there.
Well,
you know I'm your friend. Hey, Juju, how you doing?
And you know what? In fact, this song that I'm going to play, is dedicated to me. I just decided that it's dedicated to me. So anyway, I'm just going to dedicate this song to me. This is a song by Roy Hamilton, which a lot of people may or may not know. Even though I am an Elvis fan, Elvis got a lot of his material from Roy Hamilton, and to the point where his estate was paying Roy Hamilton all the way up into the 2000s. Every month, Roy Hamilton got a check from Elvis Presley. And he died in 1969 at the age of 40, but Elvis has credited Roy Hamilton for a lot of his work, music, songs, whatever. So this is called You'll Never Walk Alone, which was originally written by Richard Rodgers of the Oscar and Hammerstein Rodgers. And here we go. You'll Never Walk Alone by Roy Hamilton, or sung by Roy Hamilton.
When you walk through a storm, hold your and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the walk on
Well, everybody, excuse me, that's it. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe. And I will see you guys back here on Monday. And I will possibly see you guys on some Podbean shows between now and Monday. So stay safe, everyone. And bye.